I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about, like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Often copied, never duplicated, the John Kincaid Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans studios with millions of Americans financing the home of their dreams with the help of Quicken Loans. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. How are you this morning? You having a good start to your Sunday? I am a little under the weather. Just a little bit of a heads up to you. And I don't want to fall into the psychosomatic trap of believing that getting the flu shot did it to me. But I was feeling a little bit off. And then I got the flu shot. And now my throat's scratchy and it's not fun. But my throat was bothering me earlier in the week, like my voice was bothering me earlier in the week. So hopefully today we will just have a fantastic day as we get ready for week 3 Sunday action in the National Football League and we recap everything that happened yesterday. You know, it'd be a really good idea, like a segment where like we played audio of the NFL, or college and recapped everything for you. Might be a good idea. Anthony, I think we should do this. A segment where we play some highlights. We go through it rapid fire, put a music bed under it and everything like that. Can we do that?
We'll discuss it after the show.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking we could, here's a good idea. We call it the fallout and we do it for 7 years. Let's do it. Let's do it. Keep it going. We'll have that coming your way today at 7:40 Eastern time. Yeah. Thanks, Shep. Shep's back. Hopefully that'll be a big win later on today. All right. As we begin today, and I've said it to you before and I'll say it again. It is college football has become, and I can prove it to you in any measurable way that you want, it has become America's second favorite pastime. The NFL clearly top dog to the American sports fan. But college football has become number two. But what we don't know in the world of the NFL is how a million different things in the course of the regular season are going to turn out. What we do know in college football is that it appears the rich get richer, the weaklings get weaker, and the drama of the season is almost non-existent. Now, it doesn't mean you're not going to be entertained. But is there any reason to believe that Clemson is losing a football game? Is there really, truly any reason to think that Alabama would lose more than one? And that, you know, is it could potentially be a stretch? Do we know that Oklahoma and Ohio State appear to be on a different stage, a different level than most of the other teams in their conference? If we know all these things, what's missing is the drama. I don't know about you. I really do tune in for the drama, except when it's to root for the team that I root for. If I'm talking about my college team or my NFL team, I don't want the drama. But when I'm tuning in for a game that I don't have a rooting interest in, I'm looking for it to be as dramatic as possible. Seeing Alabama, Clemson, the Oklahomas of the world, and the Ohio States of the world winning by the substantial margins that they do, the drama's gone. I mean, there's no drama in it. There's no intrigue in it. Unless you get a cross-sectional rivalry like last night, we got to see a fantastic game between Georgia and Notre Dame. Defense was fantastic to enjoy. Offenses sputtered a bit in the first half. Little execution issue. But thankfully there was some intrigue and excitement there because the slate of college football just isn't delivering. It's the same teams. It's over and over again. And it's not just week after week. It's month after month. Now it's becoming season after season. And at some point, we say to ourselves, how's it going to change? It's not like there's free agency. All of a sudden, are some schools going to start to recruit better than they recruit right now? We can only hope. Because the drama of the college football season is, it's non-existent. It's a snooze fest as far as the top teams being completely above every single other competitor that they run up against. I'll keep our phone lines open for you today. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, is brought to you by our friends at Geico. And I got a quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. You go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. I put out a tweet earlier in the week. Finally, even the Patriots found something that turned their stomach. There are things now we know, we've come up with them. It took a while. But there are things even the Patriots won't do to win a game. And if you believe the reports, you had to have the owner sort of step in and say, this is too much. And this is Robert Kraft saying things are too much. How bad do things have to be when Robert Kraft says, you know what, I can't even do this. Somebody booked me a spa appointment, but I got a busy day ahead of me. When Robert Kraft says too much is too much, I'm trying to figure out where the social conscience is. I don't believe Drew Rosenhaus. I know what Drew Rosenhaus is about. I don't believe Drew Rosenhaus. Oh, yeah, there are three or four teams interested. Sure there are, Drew. Yep. Create your fictional bidding war for Antonio Brown. I don't believe for one second that there are three or four teams that are positioning themselves to try to get their hands on Antonio Brown. And I love it. It's fun to me to watch the New England media earlier in the week over and over again. And there were many examples of people who had a conscience in their jobs. But they were unfortunately sort of outnumbered by those who didn't. That were willing to spin, stretch, come up with ways to try to justify that Antonio Brown would, we need more information. And until there's more information, we can't do that. I got in a scuffle the other day, not a bad scuffle, but a debate on the air with the guy that I respect more than any NFL insider, Chris Mortensen, in an interview on Friday afternoon. Before he sent packing, I said, look, with Antonio Brown and the tweets, a text, he's sending texts that are absolutely threatening. And I got told by a couple of people going, those texts aren't threatening. And I just asked, and I scratched my head and said, then why in the world would you include pictures of a person's children in a text? If I'm telling you, back off, and I send you pictures of your children, that is damn well threatening, and there's no other way to spin it. Why in the world would pictures of someone else's children be involved in a text? What possible context? In the midst of an argument, in the midst of a texting shouting match, you better stop. You better back off. Would sending someone pictures of their children in response be considered anything less than threatening? I was told by two lawyers off the air there could be a restraining order issued in many, many states just by the fact that somebody would do that. The fact that the Patriots, who've won more than anyone, who've set a standard for two decades, and as I've told you before, if there's a run in professional sports that I respect more over two decades, I can't find it. Because the NFL, it's not where you can just buy championships. You can't buy the best roster. In baseball, you can buy the best roster. In the NFL, you can't. You've got to constantly shift your roster. You have to constantly decide who to pay, who to let go. And no one has done it more masterfully than Bill Belichick and the Patriots. But the fact that the Patriots felt the need to sully themselves, an organization that has played fast and loose with the truth before. Yeah, Tom Brady. I don't even know those guys. The guys you're mentioning, the game day crew, I don't even know them. Who? I never heard of these guys by name. But Tom, they're in your cell phone. You have their cell phone numbers, but you've never heard of them. Now, I'm going to tell you, as I hold up my iPhone here and I'm looking at it, there's nobody in my iPhone whose numbers I have in my phone that I don't know who they are. They may be marginal contacts. They may be somebody that I have very little to do with. But you remember that guy? You know those guys? So the Patriots are willing to lie. They're willing to, oh, you want to look at my phone? Sure. Let me drive it over. Let me drive over it three times and destroy it. Yeah, here's my phone. So we know the Patriots will cut corners. But the fact that after all the success you had, you're willing to get in bed with Antonio Brown. For gosh sakes. The old wake up with fleas analogy obviously hasn't made it up to the Cape. Someone hasn't figured that one out yet.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's absolutely refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.